The Tuesday Nightclub. Unsolved Mysteries. Raymond West blew out a cloud of smoke and repeated the words with a kind of deliberate self-conscious pleasure. Unsolved Mysteries. He looked round him with satisfaction. The room was an old one with broad black beams across the ceiling, and it was furnished with good old furniture that belonged to it. Hence Raymond West's approving glance. By profession, he was a writer, and he liked the atmosphere to be flawless. His Aunt Jane's house always pleased him as the right setting for her personality. He looked across the hearth to where she sat erect in the big grandfather chair. Miss Marple wore a black brocade dress, very much pinched in round the waist. Mechlin lace was arranged in the cascade down the front of the bodice. She had on black lace mittens, and a black lace cap surmounted the piled-up masses of her snowy hair. She was knitting, something white and soft and fleecy. Her faded blue eyes, benignant and kindly, surveyed her nephew and her nephew's guests with gentle pleasure. They rested first on Raymond himself, self-consciously debonair, and then on Joyce Lompierre, the artist, with her close-cropped black head and queer hazel-green eyes. Then on that well-groomed man of the world, Sir Henry Clithering. There were two other people in the room, Dr. Pender, the elderly clergyman of the parish, and Mr. Petherick, the solicitor, a dried-up little man with eyeglasses, which he looked over and not through. Miss Marple gave a brief moment of attention to all these people and returned to her knitting with a gentle smile upon her lips. Mr. Petherick gave the dry little...